This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Heidi, you were talking about a story here, I guess here in the upstate, no more plastic bags.
Well, they're looking into it.
Yeah.
Banning plastic bags.
No more plastic bags for anybody.
They'll get my plastic bags out of my cold, dead hands when they pry them from my cold, dead hands.
Well, everybody is.
I don't know what I mean by that.
I don't know either. But they're wanting to go green now, and I guess these plastic bags are destroying the earth.
Let me tell you a little secret here, because my grandfather told me this.
Okay.
So we're all too young to know it, but whenever they came out with plastic bags, it was to save the environment.
Yeah.
Because we were chopping down too many trees to make the paper bags.
Right.
So then they waited about 30 years, and they're telling us that plastic bags are bad for the environment.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, okay, well, let's stop using plastic bags then. Just like when they came to us and told us that the paper bags were bad and we should switch to plastic. We're a bunch of idiots.
Well, what's going to happen with all these plastic bags and plastic bottles?
I'll tell you. It's called forest fire. Forest fire gets rid of every last one of them.
Air pollution.
Well, you don't hear people complaining about the water bottles. How about go fight those companies? Leave me my straws and my plastic bags, because if you take them, City of Greenville, I'm going to go buy boxes off Amazon and just take them to the grocery store with me.
Okay.
I just throw them in the ocean sometimes. I'll take a whole box of straws and just pour it off the side of the boat.
He does not, folks.
No, they want you to take your plastic bags if that's what you want to do. Take them with you, but that means you're going to reuse them instead of getting a new one every time you go.
Well, order them by the box.
Here's what some stores are doing. Now, this is in Canada. There's an independent grocery store chain. They've redesigned the plastic bags to say embarrassing things to stop people from taking them.
Good luck.
Some of the things that are on the plastic bags, one's Colon Care Co-op.
I would collect these.
Okay. Yeah, I would too. I wouldn't mind it.
Does it have a big asterisk as a logo?
No, it does not. Dr. T-O-E-W-S. Would that be Toes? Dr. Toes Wart Ointment Wholesale is on one of the bags.
See, to me, that's funny. Yeah. I would make those myself.
Well, here's the bad part. They are charging 5 cents per bag. And some other stores have actually started charging 5 cents for plastic bags.
They've been doing that.
Would you pay 5 cents for a plastic bag?
So 20 bags. If you had 20 bags, that's a dollar more on your grocery bill.
Yes,
I would.
And you probably are looking at 20 bags, you're probably looking at a $200 grocery bill. So $201.
Okay.
I had to wait till Tom did the math before I answered the question.
Well, those are the stores that want you to bring your reusable fabric bags.
And hadn't they done studies on those reusable bags, talking about how much
mold grows in them.
Yeah.
Well, if you're messy with them and
nastiness.
Don't wash them.
Okay.
And also, like, the chicken juice leaks out inside of it, and there's E. coli and salmonella in there.
Yeah, because you are supposed to put your chicken in a plastic bag.
Do you feel guilty, though, when you don't use, or when you're using the plastic bags and the person beside you's got their little cloth bag?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I kind of look at that person as being different.
Right, I'm like, you're
not
weird.
Not normal.
I'm trying to help
the environment. But more and more people are doing
that. More and more people are not normal.
Okay. But you know what? Kids going to come home from school here before you know it, and they're going to be saying, hey, our teacher said, you know, because they've already put the guilt on me about not recycling like I should. And then, you know, you're using plastic bags, Dad. We shouldn't use plastic bags.
I love it whenever I pull into Whole Foods in my Corvette, park next to a Prius, get out and go in and buy what I want and put it in plastic bags. And if Whole Foods doesn't give me plastic bags, and they don't anymore, I'll bring my own, and I'll put their stuff in my plastic bag and carry it out to my car.
And then what are you going to do with the plastic bag?
take it home like I always do and put it in the pantry and use it again.
See, that's a good thing. See, that's what they want you to do.
Well, I
reuse
do that.
Them.
We
don't
do.
Get
we
a
do.
New
We've
one.
We've been reusing them, but they're trying to... No, you said they want to ban them.
Yes.
But, so that means I won't have any more to put in my pantry.
Exactly.
Well, if you have them in your possession, they're not going to take them from you. They're just not going to let businesses give them out anymore.
Well, where did they think I was getting them from?
Exactly.
Well, from the businesses, but you won't be getting them anymore.
That's exactly. They're taking away my plastic bags.
They're taking away your plastic bag rights.
They are, man. Where
it's
is un-American. This? We need a second and a half amendment.
Like, why don't you put this energy into clean air? Why don't you put this energy into making sure the water's clean?
I'm not putting any energy into anything. I'm just complaining about it.
Exactly, griping about plastic bags.
Clean air, what do you want us to do? You want us to fart in one of those plastic bags?
No, you can't have a plastic bag anymore.
Do you reuse it after that?
The cloth bag ain't going to do nothing.
There you go. Anyway... Some people are charging for plastic bags.
This sucks.
Okay. How long does it take for a plastic bag to disintegrate over time?
It depends on whether you have a fire or not.
Okay.
If you have a fire, they disintegrate really fast.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to start burning mine like my leaves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.